USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says Russia is working to disrupt the U.S. presidential election.
Primarily through what we would call malign foreign influence, as opposed to what we saw in 2016, where there was also an effort to target election infrastructure.
Wray telling a House hearing that Moscow's intent is to sow divisiveness in the U.S. election. Filings for jobless benefits held nearly steady at 860,000 last week, remaining historically high amid the coronavirus pandemic despite summer hiring. Economist Joel Neroff believes
new claims for unemployment insurance eased again last week, but they remain well above 800,000. That is still an extraordinarily high number and indicates that another 3 million or more employees could lose their jobs this month.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've always taken care of myself. I always cook my own food. I just was losing steam, which is very unusual for me. And I said, you know what? A lot of our foods, they don't have the nutrients they did 100 years ago. So I took a chance with Balance of Nature, and I see a difference. Before I took Balance of Nature, by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I found myself napping. Well, that's not happening anymore. I finally found something that's the real deal. And I'm just very happy with Balance of Nature.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says a coronavirus vaccine has the potential to be ready by the end of September. Meadows pointing out that Pfizer is in phase 3 of clinical trials. Still, though, a recent USA Today Suffolk poll showed that two-thirds of Americans would not get the coronavirus vaccine. As far as why someone would not get the vaccine, Dr. Oz says,
well, there are different reasons. A lot of people say, hey, you're doing it at warp speed, which means you rushed it. You know, it normally takes you 5 years. You're going to do it in 6 months. How could that possibly be safe? I mean, it's safe because everyone broke every possible red tape boundary that's usually out there and just made sure we focus on what's important, which is putting a lot of people into a clinical trial.
A 22-year-old Portland man is facing up to 40 years in jail on a federal arson charge for allegedly setting fire to a police precinct on June 26. Video footage given to authorities by a person who chose to remain anonymous were used to identify the suspect. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A bill that would elevate penalties of people who kill police officers was blocked by a Senate Democrat this week after the House of Representatives passed it with support from both parties. Senator Pat Toomey attempted to get the Thin Blue Line Act passed with unanimous consent, which bypasses a vote but allows just one senator to block passage. Democratic Senator from New Mexico Tom Udall blocked the unanimous consent vote. The Big Ten Conference will play football this fall after the organization's chancellors and presidents approved the reversal on Wednesday of their recent decision to postpone the season because of the coronavirus pandemic. The revival delivers a victory to President Trump, who had asked sports to resume in athletic conferences that represent several swing states ahead of the election. As far as why President Trump even got involved, former Notre Dame coach Lou Holtz tells Fox News,
got involved because the players and the family did not have a seat at the table. So he felt that he should represent them because they wanted to play. They had picketed, they had boycotted, they did a variety of different things. And what he really did was he offered the Big Ten all the latest information on the rapid testing, all the different things they've done for contacting different people. And so because of the improvements that they've made on COVID testing, that made it possible for the Big Ten to feel comfortable moving forward.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.